Oh, yes, we made it. Ah, ben ouais. Chantal Desjardins.
Hi.
How are you, girl?
Good, good.
Sorry if I sweat. I walk because I live in Griffintown.
Yeah.
So it took me 30 minutes, you know, it's always like that.
It's always uphill.
So it's good for me because I want to keep my beautiful shape. But after that, I have to...
look good.
Yeah, but put that. You know, this is tough. People don't realize how I suffer to give you the opportunity to meet Chantal Desjardins.
It's tough. You know, I came here on a lime scooter today.
No way. Because I saw your helmet.
You thought I was just walking down the sidewalk
with
the helmet?
Yeah, in case you fell.
It's crazy. Those scooters, they're like...
It's fast.
They go fast.
It's dangerous, I think.
I've already got a ticket. Yes.
No.
Yep.
What did you do?
$102. They say you have to wear a helmet, and I wasn't wearing a helmet.
How much you pay?
$102.
No, the helmet.
I had a helmet at home.
Okay. Because this is the trick part. Because nobody read the rule,
no,
and I saw
the
rules.
I said, I just saw a scooter, and I was like, great,
yeah. Because the first time I saw the scooter, it's in California, and you don't need an helmet.
That's what they said.
So people think everybody have a ticket.
Yeah.
It's a big fraud.
It's a big scam.
It's a big scam. Like the parking. You know, when you park in Montreal, example, you put like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But you use only 1 hour.
Right.
If you go, the other don't know.
They should have an app that says leftover parking.
Yes.
Let's
Yes, let's do this.
Fine.
Stop the podcast. Let's make money. Because I don't make money.
Right.
But before we start with you, because we talked before the show, and you said something very important. You said, before we start to record, you said, I hope you're going to succeed with your project. And I said, I already succeed.
Yeah.
And you look at me like, why?
Why are you going with that?
Right. And I said, because you're here.
Right.
You're here. You accept to come here in my small podcast. So this is a success for me.
It's small for now until it's not.
I don't care about, because when the video is released, I don't care about
that. Right.
Because I do that for myself before, you know, because I'm very interested about who you are. And I want to show at the same time to the people you exist.
Yeah.
Because you're amazing.
Oh,
do you know? No, do you know that? Do you know that?
Do I know that I'm amazing?
Yeah.
I wish you were my dad. Like, this is what I needed to hear when I was like, hey,
okay, so this is exactly why you need attention is because of your dad.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
That's okay.
But me too is my dad.
Right?
I always want to impress my dad.
Not my mother. You don't see a lot of well-adjusted comics out there, right? Somebody didn't give you enough hugs as a kid.
Exactly.
I feel like that's why we're all here.
Exactly.
And that's why we're funny.
Yes. No, mate, you're so strong. You're a strong lady, you know? And maybe not in your personal life,
right?
Because all comedians are shy in life, reserved. And maybe it's why we want to push ourselves on stage. But every time I saw you hosting a CBC hockey game, I was like, are you on pill to be strong and not nervous in the biggest stage ever?
Right.
In the history of television in Canada, though.
Yeah, I did
hockey night in
Canada.
It was
nerve wracking.
But you never show that.
Well, you should see me before and after, like
but
running around, you're nervous, and then the lights come on, and you're like, "Welcome to hockey night."
Yes, but I know you, and I say, "How she do that?" You know, beautiful dress. You know, is it dress?
Yes. Yes,
you know. But no, not dressed. No, mais bien habillé.
Oh, okay. Well dressed.
Well dressed.
Right.
You know.
I never knew
and
that.
A lady, you know. Yeah. You know what I mean? Very. So
it's fun. It's just very fake, you know. Like somebody puts you in a dress, somebody does your hair, somebody does your makeup. Nobody knows that in the inside you're like crapping your pants, you know. So you show up there, you look the part, and that's part of it. Like you say with the outfit, you know.
Look mine.
If you look good, you feel good, you play good.
Okay.
That's kind of the motto. It's the Canadian's motto. It's the hockey player.
Yeah,
motto.
But you never felt like you're an imposter?
All the time. Every day. I feel like an imposter with comedy, with TV, with radio. I think we all do to an extent.
Yes, but for that?
For hockey, especially, because you're surrounded by the greats. You know, you're surrounded by like GMs and owners of teams and people that have, you know, won Stanley Cups. And then you come in and you're like, hey, I'm pretty funny. Let's talk hockey, you know?
But you find a way to study that, because Oh, you're a hockey fan now?
Yeah.
First? Okay.
And I mean, I'm never going to be able to compete with the guys that know so many of the players and have the personal stories to tell, you know? So I'm going to have to find a different angle to make my worth. And that's, you know, studying a ton and then just kind of coming up with a different angle because of my comedy background, because of my TV background, because of being, you know, you can kind of find a way to make it your own that nobody else can bring that.
I know, but it's funny you say that because when it's the time to perform,
yeah.
all the tool you talk about, yeah. we lost that.
Yeah.
We forgot it. You know what I mean? And the brain takes out
right.
the, you're not belong here.
Oh, no.
Why are you here?
When they do the 5, 4, 4
yeah.
3,
and
two,
you're
like, boom!
Man, you're smiling.
Yeah,
so tell me the first time you shit in your pants.
Oh, seriously, that was...
Is it the first time?
I mean, that was probably the biggest thing. Like, I've done comedy stages, you know, and I've done 1,000 people, but, like, to be live in front of 3 million people
yes.
on Hockey Night in Canada, it was like... That was the moment, and it was in a, it wasn't even a studio. If it's a studio, it's controlled. I can understand what's happening. When you're at a rink...
Yeah.
And there's 20,000 drunk people, and they're all trying to get your attention, and
yeah.
you're getting information like, this guy's out of the lineup, this guy's out of the lineup, and live. And you have to regurgitate that information and bring news. Like, that was the... I had a full body sweat going on.
Okay.
But then I watched it back after, and I was like...
You don't sweat in the face,
no,
you sweat
no,
in the body.
Just like,
oh, you're
just
lucky.
A mess. It's just a big disaster. But, yeah.
Wow.
Then you pull it off, and then you're like, all right, made it through another day.
So do you remember when they call you and say, would you like to be part of Hockey Canada? Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah. It was in Montreal. The bosses flew in from Toronto, and they said, we saw what you did in Montreal for some, like, CTV stuff. And then they said, we want you to be our Canadians reporter. Fly you out. You start Monday.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. So what did you do?
Got drunk. Real drunk.
Wow. Yeah, boy, man. Where? You remember where?
Oh, it was a pub crawl. It was like...
Shitty pub?
Like, yeah, shitty dive bar.
Irish pub?
Yeah.
With real beer?
Just like
shot,
down the
Jameson
hatch,
shot.
You know, I was buying rounds for
everyone. With who? Do you remember? With all your friends?
A couple friends, yeah.
So you...
Friends.
Wow, you get... So you don't work the day after, though?
No.
So you...
I have 3 days to then, like,
wow.
study like crazy.
Study... Yeah, but study what?
I don't know, like,
right?
anything.
But I know,
just,
I know.
Like, you just want to start studying.
Wow. So how long...
did it last?
Did you enjoy this journey?
I loved it. I mean, every job I've had in TV and radio, it's been the best job I've
but
ever
do you,
had.
Yeah, but why they stop you? You know, you're so great.
Thank you.
No, okay. Okay, so listen. Watch that.
Thank
I don't
you.
Believe you.
No,
why? You don't?
I do believe you. I'm wonderful.
No. Why?
I do. I just don't like talking about it.
No. This is the reason why.
Here we go. So, anyways, because I was flying back and forth so much to Toronto.
Oh,
you
decided
yeah.
to stop.
No. They decided for me. But it was basically they were cut. Made a ton of cuts. So a bunch of guys got laid off. They had signed way too a very large deal for the NHL, and then they had a guy here.
Oh yeah, Sportsnet. Roger,
yeah.
when Roger bought
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so it just
they cut.
They made some cuts.
But you okay? So, are you sarcastic when you said thank you? Because if not, you're
very tough
with yourself.
I don't accept compliments well. Like,
I'm confident,
but
okay.
I'm not very good at accepting compliments.
Okay, so let's watch you now perform us at CBC. Okay, don't tell me you're not good.
Right. Yeah, it's good. I just don't like watching
you
myself.
You I always say that. You took the screen, you know? You know what I mean?
I took over?
You take everything, you know?
I take everything. You sound like my first husband.
We can... Wow. This is funny. Shout out to your ex-husband. But you know what I mean? You take the screen. It's
right.
an expression in French. You crève l'écran. You know what I mean? When we watch you, we can... I'm going to wait before...
It's because my face is taking up your entire 60-inch TV.
No, but you're beautiful. Okay, don't tell me you don't know that.
I know.
Are you?
Yeah, it's fine. Let's talk about something else.
Okay. So sad. I'm beautiful. I'm amazing. I'm charismatic. But let's don't talk about
right?
that.
I like it.
You
this
know
is
what?
Good. I could have used this as a kid.
So you know what I mean? So
I do, yeah. It's...
Because it's
but for me it's not about the like watching it back or it's about the feeling as you're wrapping up, you know?
Yeah.
You complete it and you're like, yeah, Yeah, I did that. But then it doesn't last very long. I feel like it's a drug, you know? Like, you get it done, you have this great burst of like, yes!
Yeah.
And then you're like, what's next?
Exactly.
You know?
So, because the adrenaline is always there.
You always want the next kind of high.
So you touch the high of CBC.
Right.
Like, you at the end, it was like just the same muscle, you know? You go there, you sit in here, it's 5-4.
You're always learning something, so it's never
but
like
less than before.
Yeah, obviously the first time you do anything, it's like, and then it kind of like, okay, I got this.
So when you start to do a BT television, no stress for you?
I mean, it was because it was a different muscle. Like, you're up in the morning, it's like so early, your brain's not working yet, and then, you know.
It's why I love that.
Yeah, it's fun. I loved it. It was
great. I love the morning because I'm not a morning guy.
Me neither.
So every time they interview me, I don't remember. And I rewatch it. I say that. You know.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's like it's nice bouncing off somebody else. You know, like at in hockey, if you're by yourself at a rink, it's just you kind of talking to the screen.
Yeah.
Whereas breakfast television, it's a lot of you and guests and you and you know.
But it's more fun.
It's fun. It's lots of fun.
Yeah, because
you know?
It's stress to be like you said, in front of 3 million and 20,000 people
totally.
Just want to put his face on. Did you hear the sound?
Yeah.
The other side is worse, you know. So it's why we are here now.
Okay, I like this.
So now we just heard at the news that no news anymore at BT.
Right.
You know, how did you feel?
I mean,
did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Because you're at.
I'm used to it. I've been fired more times than I've been hired. I mean, no, they're just this industry. Like, this is the way it goes. People are watching less TV. They're listening to less radio. They're listening to Spotify. They're you know watching Netflix. So,
but it's the way they do that because it was during the season. You know, let's finish the season. No,
it's pretty heartless.
And it's like it's done, and you fire everybody right away.
Yeah,
it's unprofessional.
It's,
I think.
I mean,
because in the law. In the real law, when you said to your boss, I'm done, you give 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Where's the 2 weeks? You know?
I mean, they're still going to get, people get packages or whatever, so they're still like compensated. But it's just, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to tell somebody they're fired and then go on air and talk to all our viewers for the next 2 weeks. You know, people that's been fired will be like, forget everybody.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
It's just kind of like, I feel like we're so lucky.
If you finish the year?
I mean, our year starts in September.
Oh.
So
why did it not do that before in the summer?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I guess
everybody's pumped to restart, and it's tough, huh? It's tough to restart a year because, like, you took like 3 months vacation.
Yeah,
and every time I saw your Instagram picture, I said to myself, my life sucks. you're everywhere.
Don't believe everything.
No, because all you do that, all it's possible to be. One day in a ski, and the day after on the beach, I say, well, fuck you, SC. What's happened with you?
Well, I'm just spending everything now, and I'm going to die a little.
Are you grateful in life?
I'm very grateful. I feel like, you know, we're very lucky. And it's just like in my industry, like I've been laid off 4 times, I think.
Okay.
5 times. But like the jobs I've had are so amazing.
Yes.
You know? So it's like, you kind of look at it as like a wave. Like, you could have a very stable job making, you know, a little amount of money and just, you know, work your whole career. Or you can have these jobs that are just so, you know, rewarding, but you have to know that there's an end date. You know, it's just you ride a wave and then the wave ends and you grab another wave.
Did you always think like that?
Kind of, you know, like
positive, huh?
A little bit, like, and I, you know, the thing we talked about like growing up. Well, I think your childhood kind of forms.
Okay,
you know,
let's talk about that.
Your adulthood.
Where you born?
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
So very
best city in the best country in the world.
Nobody said it's the best city in the world. It is the coldest city in the world.
Yeah, Winnipeg.
Yeah. Get out.
Oh my God. You make your school there?
Yeah, so I went through university and then
study communication.
Yeah, and journalism.
To get out fast as possible.
I loved Winnipeg.
You love Winnipeg.
I wanted to stay there. It's just I started dating a guy who was playing football in Winnipeg, and he got traded to the Alouettes, and so I came with him, and I said, I'm going to give you 6 months, and then I'm going back to Winnipeg. And after a week, I was like, why didn't anyone show me Montreal before?
Exactly.
And then I, you know, we ended up getting married and then divorced. But
wow.
But then I wanted to stay here because I love it. So.
Wow, okay. So, you know, you have a big festival in Winnipeg, huh?
Yeah.
The Winnipeg Festival.
Comedy Festival. Okay. We're kind of out of creative names.
So did you, is it there? You said, oh, I would love to be a comedian.
No, well, it was here.
See, it's here. You realize.
Montreal. I was on the morning show on Shom. I was hosting the show there for 2 years. And I was telling a story about getting divorced and like
Shom,
you know,
the best radio station in Montreal.
Yeah,
it's very popular.
I mean, I've also worked for Virgin and CJD, so I can't really play favorites right now. Okay. But
you work there.
Yeah,
you still work there. It's why.
No. I mean, kind
CJD,
of
CJD. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I dabble.
It's AM. Nobody listens.
just kidding.
Kidding.
But then I told a story on air, and then Joey Elias was in the building, and he walked into my studio when I was telling this story, and he's like, "That's a funny story. He's like, you should come do my stand-up class tonight at the Nest." And I was like, "Nah."
Shout out to Joey.
Yeah, Joey was the reason I got into stand-up.
Wow.
And then I didn't want to, a guy I worked with, Dan Laxer, said, like, "Let's go take the class." Did one class and I kind of liked it. So I did every week for 6 weeks.
Okay.
And there was a friend.
Learned the process to be a comedian.
Yeah, just like, you know, he's like, I was like, but you can't teach funny. He's like, no, but you can teach comfort and, you know,
the
presence and how to deliver. And, you know, so I did it and I liked
it. The writing.
All of it. So after 6 weeks, we had the friends and family night and it was sold out at the Nest.
You bring your family?
I brought my friends. I didn't.
Yeah, because they are from Winnipeg.
Yeah. But I was so nervous backstage. I was like telling jokes into a plunger in the bathroom. And I was like, I have done like live radio and TV, and yet I'm so nervous about 200 people, you know?
Wow.
And
yes.
I went
under
there.
The world,
I thought I was going to barf. And then I went on stage and I told a story and it went really well.
And you barf?
And then I barfed on air and it was zero. No.
Okay,
no.
Let's talk about that. Because this is why I do a podcast, okay? The before you go on stage, okay? So. Because in general, people try it like that. You work for 6 weeks, prepare.
Yeah.
So you know you're gonna do it. So, and you have a mentor, and you are not alone. You have, like you said, Dan Laxer is there.
And a couple of, you meet other people. So, they're all in the same boat.
Exactly.
You know?
So friendship. So the night, it's sold out. Do you remember where you were in the lineup?
I think I was close to last. So
it's why the barf.
Yeah, exactly, because then the pressure is so much, and like, I was already in radio and TV, so people kind of knew my name, and I was like, oh my god, there's extra expectations.
And all the other, they kill, or they are good?
No,
is it something?
No, some are terrible, and some are
but
good.
What was painful for you? See someone bombing or killing?
I love to see people kill it.
Okay.
I cringe, I die inside when people bomb. Like you know, so I love it. If you can do well before, some people don't like to put people that are better than them before them in a lineup.
I love it
because then it gets them like you know, and then it raises you, like
yes.
you're only as good as like your weakest team member, you know.
So the person before you bomb or kill?
I think they did okay. A couple cringe moments, a couple good moments, but I remember thinking, oh, the crowd is a little iffy, you know.
And did you feel they are tired?
By the end of it, a little tired.
So it's you.
Yeah.
You're there.
Ready.
So Joey hosts?
I think he hosted, yeah.
So he said, are you ready for the next guest?
Yeah.
You know it's you.
Yeah, I had to put down my plunger.
What is plunger?
It's the thing that you get the poo out of the toilet. I literally picked up a plunger and I was walking around like a microphone backstage.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, you
like practicing backstage, like as if it was a microphone, except it was like poo drops or whatever.
Yeah.
Super awkward.
So you before you go there, do you remember the feeling you have?
Yeah.
You never get that, huh?
No.
And you, like you said, you did more stuff stressful than that.
And in front of hundreds of thousands of people on show and, you know, on TV, and yet here in front of 200 people that, like, you know, it was just like, because there's that instant thing that it's just like...
And it's your
and
joke.
It's not... That's the thing about comedy is you live or die by your joke.
Yes.
You know, it's not like in TV you can kind of blame, you know, some technical stuff. You can blame, oh, we just got the information in, you know, it was very last minute. Jokes, like, it is 100% you. It's your personality. It's your soul. So if they don't like it, it's
So you go there.
Yeah.
Take the mic. Remember? Yeah. Can you take the mic?
Yeah. Took it out.
Yeah.
You want me to take the mic out?
All right.
And then blanked.
No.
No, I didn't blank.
You didn't blank?
No, I didn't blank.
Did you do that? You take out the
I
mic?
I took out the mic.
What did you do this with
people,
the string?
You put it over.
Okay, you remember because...
I've done it enough with hosting that that's what I was comfortable with. He said maybe don't. He said leave it in there.
Yes.
And, you know, let that be one less thing to worry about. But for me, it just gave me one more piece of comfort that like, hey, I host things. I'm comfortable on stage.
So
you know?
Yeah, because now you're so scared. You know if you don't push yourself like I'm good.
Yeah.
I did that
you
before.
Got this. You know you're doing a little selfie. Like you're doing a little jump backstage. You're clapping. You're
we're ready.
You know, everybody's
You have the feeling. And it's always a fraction of a second. Like if you have the bad attitude in your head before you go on stage, you're screwed. If you go on stage, you remember you're strong.
Yeah, I remember.
You went on stage. You take the mic. And you say you're blank, but you did not.
No.
So what's happened?
Well, then I started into it. From national TV to telling jokes, you know, in a strip mall.
So you remember your joke?
I don't know. Like I assume that that was my like opening line or something. Making fun of kind of, you know.
You remember your first joke?
No.
You don't?
No, I think it was something like that. Like, you know, from kind of downplaying. Because that, you know, Joey had introduced me and like, oh, she's done this and she's done this and she's done this. And like you want to kind of
like,
make people more relate to you as opposed
to
like, here I am, I'm so good, in case they're disappointed for the rest of the 10 minutes.
Or like, it's so easy in my life, I decide to do comedy.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to be like carried in on like a...
So you saw the spot?
The lights. And the lights were very
strong.
Distracting.
Yes.
You know?
You didn't know that, huh?
No, you don't.
Did you try to find the red light? Did you see the red light?
No.
So you never saw the red light said, get out?
I think I might have said no red light because I was so good with timing for TV or radio that I know when I'm in, when I'm out. And so like to this day, I don't use a red light.
No, but did you respect the time?
Yeah.
Really?
I know the time.
Really?
In my head because
but
so
with
specific.
The so stressed this night.
Even that. So, in the back of your head, you're still a professional. Well, because I have so much experience doing TV and radio that you know.
Okay. Matter what the stress was.
Yeah.
So you did well?
Yeah. So, and then two people came up to me after and offered to hire me to tell that story at their corporate event.
No.
That's how it started. That's the
you're
only
so
reason
lucky.
I kept going.
So first show, get off of the stage, right away operate.
Yeah,
No. Did you get drunk at this night?
Yeah, of course I did.
What is your favorite drink? To get
back
drunk?
Then, tequila. Yeah. Now I'm more of a vodka girl.
Oh,
I mean,
ice vodka water.
Yeah, vodka water, no calories. You know.
Okay, so they give you the card. So do you remember it was far this corporate after the show?
No, it was like a month or two later.
Okay, but before the month or two later,
didn't do any shows.
No,
I was so like exhausted.
You want to?
I was just like drained from the whole experience.
Yes.
So I couldn't watch it back for recorded it. I couldn't watch. I still don't like watching me. So it takes me. You know, I have a couple shows that I did really well at, and I have not been able to.
Whoa! Yes. This
thank
is my espresso.
You.
What did you order?
A latte.
Oh, merci. Thank you so much. And you know, some people, you asked me before why I'm doing my podcast here. It's because first, it's the best restaurant downtown. It's the Italian restaurant. The owner is magical. You know, it's
Tony. Nice.
He's a real Italian.
Yeah.
Very huggable, lovable, you know
love
what I mean?
It.
And they have comedy show here.
I've been here. I love it. I love the crowd.
Every Friday, Saturday, you know, with Sid. Shout out Sid. Shout out to Ali. The best. I said the comedy club because it's Friday, Saturday every week.
It's a comedy club, yeah.
In a restaurant. Think about that.
Amazing.
And it's felt like a comedy club because the way they, it's like the old Yuck Yuck. Remember the Yuck Yuck on
the
McKay's?
Oh,
I miss.
Me too. I loved intimate feeling of it.
New York style.
Totally. Great.
So sad.
So sad.
Hey, make some toast of your success.
And to you.
So it's why we're here. You want to keep the feeling of your success.
Yeah.
And I know what you said because me, it's the same thing. When I bomb, I do right away another show to forget.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. And when I kill, I surf on that.
Yeah.
So for my ego, you know.
I bomb, I want nothing to do with comedy ever again.
Wow.
Yeah, like but it you, takes you, you me.
You should right away.
I know what you should do, but I know inside when you're like, yeah. I wish I had a real job. I wish I was an accountant. Oh, yeah. I never want to do this again. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Whereas when you do a good job, like I played guitar on stage last week for the first time. I don't play guitar. I learned last week on YouTube. Okay. And then I got up on stage and I was like, okay, I got a little song. And they're like, they get excited. I'm like, don't get too excited. Like I literally learned on YouTube yesterday. And then they, and then they hear me go, bring. And at first it was super awkward. I'm like, this is a terrible idea. It's a paid show.
No.
Yes.
Stop, man. Can you just, yes, to be sure.
Whoa.
No, it's all right. To be sure.
That they see me.
Because it's like, you like far and you're the stars. Yes,
I
exactly.
See.
Did it stay all like
right.
that?
All right.
So you.
I just had a song that I wrote, and I liked the song, but I felt it needed a little punch.
You're a challenge girl. You like to challenge yourself.
I like being uncomfortable.
Exactly.
You know, and yeah. I think that's like, I think it's both good and bad. Like, I think it's
yeah, because you push yourself all the time. It's life, you know.
I think it's bad because you're never happy.
Exactly. You're never happy.
I think it's good. Because
like, you're
always,
the end, you did it to me.
Yeah, like,
you're
whatever.
So amazing.
Ugh. Disgusting.
It's disgusting, but it's what I want.
It's but why keep we going, want. But say it
but,
louder.
No, it's true,
I know.
Because this is our problem, okay? In general, what I found in comedy, you know, like, it's like, if I said you're amazing, you go, ugh. But if I say you suck, you're gonna fight to prove you're not, you know, I don't suck. If I say, I'm happy you're here, you're the weak comedian I interview in my podcast,
right.
You got, what are you going to say?
I'd be like, what the hell?
But if I said you're amazing, you're going to do your hand, you know?
Oh, God.
So why we are like that?
I don't know.
Why we need so much attention?
Right?
And when
we
have
the attention,
you said no.
People are complicated.
We are.
Like, we need this delicate balance.
Yes.
It's the same way when girls always go after guys that don't want them or treat them crappy. And
until
then
they want it.
Until, and then they're like, oh,
check mark.
Too much. He's calling me.
Yeah, so you said, you know what, I'm going to play guitar on stage.
Yeah, because I had this song and I started to sing it.
Your song?
A song, just a stupid song, like to the tune of like Frozen. Like, you know,
and they pay you?
And they pay me. So I get up and I sing this like, you know, funny song or whatever. But I'm like, nah, it just needs a little punch. I'm like, it needs a guitar. And my friend's like, yeah, but do you play guitar? I'm like, no. But I
don't sing.
And I don't sing. Of course I don't sing. So I get up on stage.
Can you sing this song a little bit?
Let it go. Can't watch this shitty movie with you anymore. Talking about my boyfriend's 9-year-old kid.
Okay, so you change your words.
Yeah, let it go.
Okay.
Let it go. I wanna screw your daddy, so shut the door. But now I play it with a guitar. And it was killer.
And you broke the guitar.
And then
again?
I broke the guitar over. No.
And they pay you.
And they pay me.
And they said, you're amazing?
Yeah.
And you said, oh.
So I had two shows on Saturday, and I did it the first one, so I did it again on the late one,
wow.
And it was even better.
It's
now it kind of inspired me. Now I want to write more songs.
No.
That's my thing now. I had such a good time Saturday, and I haven't watched the shows back yet, but I had so many people come up to me and say that the guitar just added something to it, that I'm going to start, like, almost like, you know, every 5 minutes or something, I'll bring out the guitar, and I'll, like, try and do, you know, like, Garfunkel and Oates,
yes.
You know,
yeah.
They just do funny songs or whatever, and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, I could do that, you know? Why
but
can't I do that?
Why you want to do that?
Don't know. It's just I'm being pulled towards it. Like,
so somebody approached you and said, can you sing?
No, I just decided to sing on stage.
The night?
No, I've been doing this for a couple months.
Okay.
I've been doing the song for a couple months.
Okay.
Like at the end of it, I'm like, I'll leave you now a little song I wrote, whatever.
Okay.
But then I'm like, it needs something else. I'm like,
do you do that on with your comedy?
Yeah.
So you add it in the comedy.
Yeah.
It's
not just like a one song wonder. Do you think
you're
just getting on stage and singing a song?
Yeah, I thought it was like that. Like
no.
You said I sing now.
No, I sing at the end of my comedy set.
Oh.
It's part of the routine. It's part of the set.
Oh, you scare me, man.
You
I thought you said
like
you were going to.
Like a wedding singer?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, you said it's easy. So I thought you said the fuck comedy, I sing now.
Ah.
So you sing at the end.
At the end of the set.
You bring your guitar.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that in the scooter?
I'll have to take an Uber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I should have brought it here. I could have done a little bit.
Exactly. Or you should buy
a banjo. Or a banjo. Yeah.
So, wow. So the reaction is amazing.
And it was great. So now this is what I'm going to do.
Yes.
And I want to put songs in
every
like couple minutes.
Exactly. You're good.
So the next show we do, I'm going to have a guitar.
It's Friday, Saturday. Me, I'm Saturday. You're Friday.
Yeah.
And I think we have a show together.
With
Dan Laxer.
Oh, cool.
October 9th.
Amazing. I'll bring
the corporate fundraiser.
Yeah, I'll bring the guitar.
Yeah, you're going to be, I would say that, you know, when you do it often?
Yeah.
Tight. You're going to be tight.
Got to be tight.
Because now you practice, huh?
No, but I haven't touched it since Saturday. So I one time on stage and I haven't touched it since.
Okay, because you don't want to be too good.
I don't want to be too good.
Yeah, because it's like, not funny.
Yeah, that's the reason. Or I'm just lazy. But like...
Man, maybe I have jokes if you want it.
Yeah.
I can add
you
it
can
in
collaborate.
Your set.
You never know.
Yeah. But trust me, could be funny if you destroy your
guitar.
No,
I'm not going to destroy the guitar unless I get like a guitar endorsement and I can just start like, you know, breaking them out.
Oh my God.
But
so let's say, how long you do comedy full time?
I mean, what's full time comedy? Like,
full time, it's like you always think about that.
Oh.
No matter if you don't play, you write.
Yeah, like, because now I'm doing a couple shows a week, maybe two shows a week.
Okay.
But some are like, you know, most are paid, but some is like, you know, a $20 set.
Yeah,
you
open
know,
mic.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But
because now you don't do BT.
Now that I'm not doing breakfast television, which is only a week or whatever, but like I think I'd like to focus on this a little more. I just got booked for a show in March, and it's an hour.
You're gonna
in Temiscaming.
Whoa,
so an hour
or,
like
in Temiscaming. It's too challenge,
right? And so I'm heading out there, and
you accept 1 hour.
Well, I kind of told them an hour is a lot. Like, I'm funny, you know, I could maybe do a 30-minute funny, 35-minute
I saw
funny,
you
like,
do that.
But like an hour is like I'd get bored of me, you know. So like I'm gonna have like there's an opener out there. He's gonna do 15-20 minutes,
okay.
And I'm gonna do. You
is
know,
it the hour or it's more?
That's part of the hour. So now I'm gonna do 35 minutes, which is a normal.
And
headliner.
If you talk.
Yeah.
And if you have the guitar.
If I start doing guitar stuff, it really fills it in. Like, I don't want to put something out there that people will get bored of.
No.
You know, but if you kind of make it like almost like a variety show of like, guitar, jokes, you know, talking to people.
Yes.
Then I think it'll be a.
So do you know what? Do you know where you can practice here in Montreal? We have a lot of good places.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Because when is the show? March.
Yeah.
Oh, you have time.
But it's my biggest show. So this is like, you know.
This is the first time you're going to do 1 hour in your life?
Yeah.
And you say yes right away, huh?
Of course. Fake
you always say
it.
Yes, huh?
In
opportunity, no matter if you're ready or not,
exactly.
The opportunity is yes, and after you're going to
figure it out.
Always think like that?
Always. In journalism, like in university, they said always say yes and then fake it. You know, like you will figure it out enough. And now I've actually been approached to start going to companies. Like I was in Cannes. I was doing this advertising thing.
She was in Cannes. You can see our
yes,
Instagram.
Yes, I can.
You're gonna vomit.
But it's a lot of like ad tech people, and they were like, listen, we need someone like you to come in and teach our employees kind of and our management team stuff about comedy and how it relates to people and how it relates to management. He's like, why don't we fly you in? We have to do a day-long seminar and you can get people up on stage, kind of like a comedy class, but it'll break. And I was like, I don't, like, your first reaction in your head is like, I can't, like, I'm not qualified to do that. Like, these people are making millions and they're the CEOs of these companies. What the heck am I going to teach them, you know?
Yeah.
But your instant, like, outwardly reaction is, yeah, absolutely. Let's set up a program and we will have your CEOs on stage telling jokes and it'll help them for, you know, presentations. It'll help how they, you know, team bonding. It'll help for all this stuff. And they're like, yeah, let's sign something.
But this is, the motivation is there, but the pay is there too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because it's, you know what I mean?
For stuff like that. But
because
like,
you say, yeah, but it's going to cost you a lot.
Yeah, but you still have to put out. Like, you have to make it. You know? You don't want them to be disappointed.
No.
And the inner, like, the kid in you is like, well, are they going to be disappointed in what they're getting from us?
Yeah.
You know, like.
So, what did you do to build some.
I haven't yet. This is in the summer. And I still, like, I said yes, but then I'm like, oh, I have to think about, you know?
Okay.
So, I'm still in that process of, like, I'm, you know, am I going to, you know, be able to give these people what they want.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I can give them what they want, you know, but it's like the constant battle of like.
But at the same time, why do you find your motivation?
Because
it's easy to say yes all the time, but
right.
what's going to challenge you? And I know it's going to, I never did that, but is it because of Cannes? Is it Cannes motivate you?
No,
to go there?
What motivates me?
To prove something to yourself?
I think to prove something to yourself, you know? I think,
is it fun to do to do that.
It's great. I get bored very easily. So for me, all these little things, it's like, whoa, this is a new project. Like, let's, you know, and then you jump into it 100%.
Yes.
And then you move on to the next thing. So like, and you get the adrenaline rush and you get the feedback, hopefully, yes, that they loved it and they were happy with it. And then you move on to something else. So like, I think the motivation is just always getting that little rush.
So do you think you're boring about comedy? Or it's just because life bring you some different place you can't say no at the time?
What do you mean?
Because when you realize you're amazing in comedy, or you're born to do that, or you know, it's something very tough, comedy, yeah, to say I'm tired of that, because it's always challenging, you know?
Yeah.
Because you are open mic, you have to wrote every time, yeah, you have to middle, you know, you're going to do 1 hour.
Yeah.
So why you did not push yourself like all in comedy?
Oh, why haven't I done that yet?
Yes.
Good question.
Are you scared?
I think...
Because you said I'm boring easy, but...
My whole life has been very, like, it's much easier to take a full-time job with benefits, with pay, and that's been TV, that's been radio, even though you know you're going to get fired eventually.
Yes.
That's the safe route. Comedy is just such an abstract thing. Like, how are you going to make money? How are you going to make a living? How are you going to make it big? How are you going to get discovered, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, if a job just kind of falls into my lap, here, now you're hosting a morning show and, you know, everything is structured,
yeah,
then you just kind of do a little bit of stand-up on the side.
Yeah.
But I do find now that there's no TV and there is no radio currently, it's almost like, yes, this is an opportunity to finally go after comedy full-time.
Okay.
Something that I haven't really done, just because I'm like, oh, an excuse. A job has always been an excuse,
yes,
where it's like, oh, I'm busy. You know, I wake up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I can't do a show.
I can't do, you know.
Too late.
Exactly. But now it's like, I have no excuse. So it's kind of it's a nice feeling to have no excuses.
Yes. But you're going to find other excuses.
Well, maybe. I mean, yeah.
But is it because I feel like, For you, the motivation, it's not to succeed in something, it's to be able to do it. And when you do it, after that, it's like, you know, play a video game?
Yeah.
When you finish the game, it's done.
Yeah.
Me, my father, is gonna do it at medium, strong, harder, extra hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I say, why you do that? It's the same game.
Right, yeah.
It's boring, you know?
Yeah, for me, I just like, I like to be able to...
Are you TDH?
Wait, I was
going to
say HDTV, that's not right.
ADHD.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you deficient of attention?
I don't know.
I think yes, but... Yes, yeah, I do. Because it's why you are a comedian.
Right.
It's impossible to put ourselves in danger
all the time,
this attention.
You know, we're always like, okay, this close, you know, to touching the hot oven,
yeah,
you know,
and
just to see if it hurts.
And I did not finish because it's not negative when I say
right.
You are. It's positive.
Right.
No, because people try. No. Listen, I'm not. People try to push TDAH, the people have attention problem,
right,
in the negative sense. But why?
But sometimes
we are special.
You know, we're creative.
We don't like to sit like 9 to 5.
Exactly.
White paper, you know, where we like to do different things, you know, but they always said it's negative,
right,
when it's not negative.
It's not,
why
you
got to, why I did that?
Yeah. It's because our brains work just a little bit differently,
exactly,
you know?
They are jealous. They are so jealous, they invent Ritalin to kill us.
Because
we are in the generation before.
They didn't get us.
No, they didn't get us, yes. So now we drink coffee and we are more high, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's true. It's true. It's so... Is it something you realize it's more difficult than what you thought for the reward to be a comedian? You know what I mean?
I mean, sometimes I look at my life and like, I'm almost 40. Like, I know.
Oh,
I don't,
it's
look
right.
It.
People
Thank
say
you.
Your age. Yes.
So like, I'm 38.
Wow.
And I kind of like, I look at all my friends that I grew up with, or that, you know, and they're all married with 3 kids,
yes,
and they've got a house and they go to their jobs, as you know.
Yeah, and you say,
ugh. And I kind of think like, is there something missing in me that like I don't necessarily want that? Like, I think I maybe want kids one day, but
I think every all your friends are jealous about
you. I don't know about
that.
Ask them.
So you love your kids? I love my kids.
Except but
if you have to do it again.
Yeah,
they said, yeah, it's touchy.
I don't know.
It's touchy.
Like, I do like the idea of like safety and security and a family and all that stuff.
Yes.
But at the same time, I obviously like a bit of danger and a little bit of, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I read a thing on Jim Carrey had said once that like now that he's, you know, once he got success, he was worried that he wouldn't be as funny or as successful because like he didn't have that fear of losing it all. And if you don't have that fear of losing it all, exactly. You lose your edge.
Yes.
You know? And I kind of like that edge.
Exactly.
You know? If you're too comfortable and you're too... don't get me wrong. I will take loads of money if Netflix starts paying me money, you know?
No, I don't understand, but you're right. It's why I don't drink before a show, you know?
Yeah.
Because if I drink, I'm not scared anymore.
Right.
I don't care.
And you know what I find even a smaller thing like that? If I wear runners on stage... I'm not as good. I find I need to wear heels on stage to be a little uncomfortable.
What is heel?
Like a high heel, like a boot with a heel. Like a girl wears a boot.
Okay.
Not flats, a heel.
Oh, you need the shoes.
I need shoes that put me a bit on edge, so I'm not as comfortable.
Really?
I find when I come out in runners, because I'm comfortable on stage, I don't bring the same energy as I do if I'm a bit uncomfortable.
So
then it puts me more sharp, and I'm like, I'm thinking about things.
Wow.
And like, it's a weird thing. Like a
wow. No, I mean, it's wow.
And not like a super high heel, but just to kind of put you off balance a little bit, you know?
Because this is comedy.
Isn't that weird? Because you're off balance. And
yes.
So like you would think that you...
Me, I don't put this...
underwear.
Yeah.
No, you do.
I put deep pens. I'm not comfortable
right.
With my deep pens. What's a pen? It's so big. Okay, the tic-tac of other kids is not there.
The what?
Tick-tick-tick, no, the expression, the tick-tack, the clock.
I think you're making that up.
Tock.
The what? The expression?
Of to have a kid.
Oh, science or whatever, I kind of feel like I have time. I feel like if I wanted to, I could still do it in a couple years.
Yeah,
like,
I
feel like there's a couple things I want to
accomplish. But you feel the pressure of the society?
I feel, like my mom is just
have
babies immediately. Linda, you know?
And
I do see, like, babies are cute.
Yeah.
You know, other people's babies
part-time.
Are adorable.
Yeah, well,
you know?
Think,
I think I want them. But also, how does that fit into comedy? If I'm now going to go full throttle with stand-up, you know, are you going to bring your kid, in a baby Bjorn on stage with you?
So you are on the road of make a big decision.
Yeah.
Kids are comedian.
Well, I mean, if I have kids, I'm going to have many nannies. Like, 2 times the nannies for every child I have. You know? So, like 4 nannies for 2 kids. And they'll just come on the road with me, and they'll, wipe diapers, you know,
Yeah. But comedy, like you said, don't pay.
No.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you don't do that for the money.
Well, the nannies are also going to be my opening act.
I thought you said your mother.
Yeah. My mom's going to also be...
You want to have a kid?
She used to hate me doing stand-up.
No.
It was embarrassing to her friends.
No BS with SB.
Yeah.
Let's start. What is her name?
Linda.
Not cool.
Not cool, Linda. Now she loves it. But when I first started, she hated it.
Let's talk about that. Can
you know, she wanted me to be something. She just wanted me to be able to take care of myself. And stand-up's not a very, you don't make a lot of money. Like, she's like, if you're going to at least be in TV and radio, that's a real job. She's like, but she wanted me to do something completely out of it. Be a teacher, be a nurse, be something that you get, that mentality of, work for someone, get paid your whole life, and then get a pension.
What she saw about comedy she didn't like? I don't understand.
Oh, she just, where's your next paycheck going to come from? Basically all the true things, you know,
Yeah, but everybody it's an art form.
Right.
It's special.
Yeah.
It's not... Nobody...
Well, now,
you know,
she, now she... You
why?
Know, now she'll call me and she'll say, how about this joke? And she'll tell me a joke.
Oh,
and it's obviously
this
the
is
worst
worse.
Joke in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would have preferred...
I find it in the Reader's Digest, 1992.
I liked it better when she hated what I did, because then at least I could do it without being
she changed her opinion or her mind when she saw you on stage?
I think she changed it when she saw I could still be successful and do this.
Oh,
you know, I wasn't
going
to be living out of a cardboard box.
Me, I don't want to talk about you in the past, but not because it's done. But when I saw you every time, like on BT television or another, I always said in my mind, why she's not hustling, you know, at the same time comedy and build your brand.
Yeah.
Because you're already on TV, you know?
Right.
So now you have no excuse to bomb every night.
No excuse. I'm going to be bombing. I'm going to be out there.
The year of the Yuck Yuck, you were there all the time.
Yeah.
With your white pants.
You remember my pants? That's funny.
Yes. White pants. You know, I remember.
Also kind of creepy. I like it.
Sorry. I love white. It's rare. White pants, it's rare.
White pants is rare. I mean, you have to do it between May long weekend and Labor Day. You cannot wear it after Labor Day. That's the rule.
Do you still have your white pants?
Of course I have my white pants.
Exactly.
You just got rid of them?
It's rare.
Ah.
I never wear white pants.
No, that would be very strange on a man. I think it's a good call. Don't ever wear white pants.
But maybe... Yeah, I'm gonna try white Spence comedy night.
Oh, that could be good.
Yeah, 30 minutes each.
Yeah, you know how they have like dîner en blanc or whatever, where everyone eats in wearing white.
Okay.
There's nights that you can do that, fancy dinners. We could do comedy en blanc.
It's weird,
right?
But yeah.
Right.
But I remember me. I'm you know, all the TDHA or bipolar, name it, I have all of that, you know, and I'm proud to have that. And yeah, I remember some stuff I should not remember, like your pants. But you know what I mean? But it's because me, if I was your manager, it's going to be your clothes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With maybe a jacket.
Like a blazer? Me? Like a leather jacket?
Leather jacket.
Oh, yeah, edgy.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
it. All right.
You know what I mean?
Are you trying to be my manager?
No, you know what I mean?
I'm looking for a manager. So,
no, I'm always like that.
Yeah.
I always think about it, you know? Because remember when I saw you, what I said to you the first time?
Nice pants?
No. I said, you're amazing. And you said,
come on.
And it was 2013. You know what I mean? I said, you're good, don't give up.
Right. Okay,
I remember that.
Yeah.
I always say that. I always like to encourage people, you know, because maybe it's because nobody did that to me. You know? It's true.
Did you not get encouragement?
Never.
What, from like family or from like...
Family, it's like... No, in the industry, rarely.
And why is that? Because you're a French guy doing comedy in English? Or
Maybe because I work too hard. Yeah. A guy, he reproached me, he blamed me.
For what?
He said, because you're so positive, because you work so hard, you make jealous other, and they felt like they don't belong there. I said,
what?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You have to make your place
totally.
In life.
Exactly. No one's going to hand it to you.
I don't arrive and say, you suck and I'm better.
Yeah.
I arrive and I show, like, I work hard, you should do it too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because everybody wants answer, have question. About the truth, but they don't want to listen to the truth. They want the magic pill, you know?
Yeah.
Because this is my metaphor about comedy. I did that in the past. I went to the gym. I saw a guy with the abs. I said, man, wow. You have beautiful abs, man.
You said that to another guy?
Said, no, man, not gay.
Right,
not gay.
Right,
like,
no, definitely
like,
not. That doesn't sound, that sounds very straight.
I have my white pants.
No, I get
so
it.
It was not gay. So I said, how did you get that?
It was
a serious question for myself.
And
the guy said, I work out, tabarnak. What do you want from me?
And now you're dating?
Yeah. 5 years. I'm still not gay.
Congratulations. I get it. No,
it's a sexual experience.
I understand.
So you know my point? My point is, we have so many stupid questions all the time because we want to jump there.
Right.
No magic.
It's like every day.
You want to be good?
Okay,
you have to bomb every night.
Totally.
Try, find a way. Because it's more than comedy; it's who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you, the funny you, and maybe it's because of your experience in the past, but on stage, you're comfortable.
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable. I mean,
you said you put shoes now
to be a little uncomfortable,
but you are uncomfortable. Everybody said, "Oh, she's there." Nobody said, "No, she's there."
Yeah.
No. We watch you.
Right.
Because you're there.
Yeah.
You can, you know what I mean?
Take it.
After that.
Then you have to earn it though. Like, yeah,
exactly.
You get the presents.
The muscle
but, like,
of
then
the,
you
yeah,
have to,
exactly.
like, you know, have to keep them and make sure that they don't think you're there just because you know, you're on TV, yes, or you're on radio or whatever. Like, you can have a presence and be not funny.
Yes.
You have to work on both. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
So where do you think you are in comedy if you come off 10? Do you think you're...
like, in terms of how good I am?
Yes, or where you want to go now, because you said you want to focus more on that.
I want to focus on it. I'd love to get an hour of material, you know? Like, I'm comfortable middling for the most part. I don't think yet, and maybe that's like the, you know, the kid that you're like, oh, I'm not good enough to headline or whatever, but like, now that I'm starting to headline, the more confidence. So it's getting out there and bombing a couple times and then being like having days where you kill it. And then you're like, hey, I can do this, you know? So I have to write more. Like,
yeah, because
Seinfeld said that he wrote something like 2 hours every day. You have to treat it like a job, because for me, like, I can easily push it aside and go clean the toilets, or go take the dog for a walk, you know? Or, oh, I got to scrub this or whatever.
Exactly.
You know?
If I put you a white paper with a pen,
yeah,
you will never be able to sit there.
No.
You're gonna do like you said?
So I need to put aside.
So you know what,
like,
I mean when I say you today?
I might have ADHD. I mean,
I told you.
But I need
it's
to put
it's a gift.
Aside.
It's a gift, by the way. You know why? Because you clean the bathroom.
I clean the bathroom.
You walk the dog.
My toilets are spotless.
Exactly.
You know? I don't even have a dog. I'm walking the neighbor's dog. You know?
Okay. And the paper is still there.
Right.
Me, I wrote spontaneous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if I have your helmet with the card,
yeah,
I'm going to wrote that and figure it out. I think this is funny.
Yeah,
I don't know how it's funny.
Totally.
And I'm going to go in open mic.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bomb with that.
Right.
Until I find a way, a joke, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes not really, I'm going to put back. But you know what I realize? Every time I have an idea,
yeah,
I know it's going to be funny. I don't know how, when.
Yeah.
But I don't judge myself anymore.
Right.
Because... the only reason why I do funny joke is because I believe in
you
my
trust
joke.
You trust yourself to know what a funny nugget is. And then it's just a matter of finding the things to make it funny.
And sometimes I say, oh, it's not funny. I say, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Yeah, it just wrote.
Yeah.
Before you forgot, you know?
When I took my mom to Mexico last year.
I saw
the
beautiful picture. Yes.
Are you saying my mom looked hot in her bikini? Is that what that face is for?
I never said that.
Okay.
I said, your Instagram
right.
is amazing.
Oh, I see.
No, it's fun.
Right, yeah.
A trip with your mother.
Yeah, it was nice, but she drove me crazy, like, the whole time.
Okay.
And so it was almost therapeutic to start writing jokes about it. But then when I came back, I had a couple shows, paid shows, that I said this, like, 5-minute story about taking my mom to Mexico and how she drove me crazy. And part of it was funny, but part of it's, like, just, I'm ranting, you know? So it's a matter of, like, taking stuff that happens in your life and then, like, condensing it so that it's just like the nugget plus funny stuff, you know. And part of that's just like the experience. I probably should have tried it out a few open mics before doing a paid gig,
but you are so excited
to try, you know.
But it was not so bad, I'm sure.
It wasn't bad.
You know,
it
wasn't
terrible.
You know why it was not so bad? Because you're so pumped to talk about that.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have other jokes. So you are so. Sometimes the way you explain a story, it's more funny than the story
until
you find a way to do both.
Yeah,
because
we
sell something.
Yeah, for sure.
I was in Mexico with my mother.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah,
she was crazy, you know?
Nuts, you know?
So now this number is, how long it is now?
Now it's like a 2 minute.
Okay.
You know, so it's gone from like a 4.5 to 2 minutes, just like bang, 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 you know, get in, get out. But now that I have guitar, I'm thinking about writing a song about it.
Like my mother's ready in Mexico?
Yeah. Like I left my mom in Mexico or whatever.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. Who knows?
Did she know the joke?
No. Oh, no. No.
No?
And Linda doesn't know how to use the internet, so we're good.
Oh.
She's never going to see this.
No. She's going to start the toaster. I don't see you. Where are you, honey? So, next goal is to do 1 hour.
I'd like to start doing festivals. Like, I've never done I've done like Lavelle Laughs or whatever. I'd love to do Just for Laughs. I've never applied for a festival.
Hey, Zoe Ramnet. Shout out to Zoe. Chantal's. Listen, she wanna do it.
Like
what, a Zoo Fest?
I wanna be a part of something. So
okay.
I wanna start doing, I'd like to do even just 10 to 20 minute sets somewhere.
Yeah. And you know, do you believe in the visualization?
Yeah, yeah.
You just did.
I just did.
You just threw
put
something.
It out there, bam. So, because up till now I've been very reactive where like people reach out to me and suddenly I just have, you know, I'll have shows, so I have, you know, two, you know, say four a month that somebody's just reached out to me on Facebook or on Twitter and said, can you do a set at this thing? And it's a paid gig.
Yeah.
But from now on, I'd like to be a little more proactive. So I'd like to, you know, apply for festivals,
yeah.
you know, start doing more open mics, start like yes. honing it a bit, you know, just, yeah. I'd like to focus a little bit more on it over the next 6 months.
So in general, when you walk in Montreal, people stop you they for CBC hockey, PT, or your comedy? Or your Instagram?
Mostly my Instagram. I guess TV.
Yeah,
I mean, or radio. Like, I've done Virgin, I've done Showmo, I've done CJD. So people, like, kind of know you from there, kind of from Breakfast Television.
Is it something you would like to, you know, like, oh, look, c'est Chantal Desjardins,
it's pretty fun.
The comedian.
That would be cool. You know? Most people don't do that yet. Like, no. I'm mostly from TV or radio. But yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, but you're funny. You were funny in BT, hey. In BT Television.
Yeah.
Was not serious.
No, it was very funny, too. So but, like,
and did you present yourself like comedian or just Chantal Desjardins?
What, when I was guest? Hosting? I would just be a host. Okay. So, like, I didn't have a title or anything because okay. I was just, like, running the show.
Okay.
But, yeah, it would be cool. I think my next move is, like, you know, stand-up. I'd like to make a name.
It's fun the way, you know, some people are born for something. But it's fun. Like, every time I saw you on television, not anymore, but, you know, and you're going to come back for sure. It's the way you're comfortable.
Right.
I
don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, I wasn't when I started.
But you know
it's
that.
Just like, yeah,
you know
I'm that, very comfortable on,
very comfortable
on the stage now.
Maybe the 3, 2,
go.
It's
that moment, you know?
You know? This is the reason why you do that. But after that, you know?
And the cool thing about, like, even when I was doing hockey and, like, Hockey Night Canada and, like, you know, for Rogers or City TV, the guys that I'd be working with would be, you know, again, like the GMs and the owners and whatever, and I would be so nervous to work with them, but then they would come to me and they would say, like, so stand-up, eh? Tell me about, you
wow.
know, and they would want to know stuff about stand-up, which
wow.
was so cool.
They know that.
Because it kind of balanced us out, yeah. So they'd seen my stuff on, like, online or they'd seen
yeah,
a show
yeah.
or whatever, and so it was pretty neat to, like, I might not have your rich experience in hockey
yeah.
or have owned an NHL team, but, like,
they
I
were
can
impressed.
Talk about stand-up
wow.
and they want to talk about it, you
wow.
know?
What did you say? They wanted, in general... what do you do?
They just, you know, they were so in awe that somebody could put themselves on stage,
yes.
you know, up for so much rejection
yes.
every night and
yes.
be on. So we just, like, we even talked about maybe doing like a hockey night, stand up night.
Whoa!
You know? Which you
do
know.
You miss? Do you miss this this time?
No, I mean, everything, it's just like, I really enjoyed everything that I've done. Like, I enjoyed the morning show on Showm, I enjoyed Virgin,
yeah.
I enjoyed sports on CJD, I enjoyed CTV, you know, back with Randy Tiemann, like, he taught me,
okay.
like, you know, kind of the ropes in Montreal, and...
Do you have the call? Some people call you, I'm sure,
yeah,
when they know you're
yeah.
available.
Yeah, so there's
so,
a couple, like, there's a couple things in the irons in the fire
is
right
it
now.
Secret?
I mean, it's just, yeah,
it's
there's
not
a,
done.
Yeah, it's a,
it's
I
not
don't,
done.
I don't know, I don't yet know what I'm going to do next.
Because,
so.
Because you,
I travel a lot too, so
you
like,
work,
I do voice,
yeah.
I have a voiceover company, so I do voiceovers
oh.
on the side, and like, I, you
because
know.
You work hard, but you never jump in comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, are you, is it something you're going to feel it for the next year, jumping?
Okay, why are you pushing me so much?
Because you have talent.
Thanks.
Okay, no. And
yeah, I think it will be. I think I'm.
You're already
like,
good. Imagine if you.
If I tried.
100%.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Gonna be a monster.
I'm gonna be a monster.
You know, no, it's true. Now you're gonna throw the guitar.
Right?
Tap,
yeah.
You know
I'm
what I mean?
I'm gonna buy all the guitars.
Because is it something? Because you don't have any inspiration. You said, I'm gonna play the guitar. I'm gonna be behind a guitar.
No, it's
because
I think
very
it adds
because
to
it's
it.
Funny.
Yeah, I think it's because it adds to it.
Okay.
I think it's like an extra funny bit. Like people
yeah.
laughed a little bit at the lines, but then I get a guitar and suddenly there's this
yeah.
extra awkward kind of funny, and I just liked it. It just kind of
yeah,
completed
yeah.
it, you know.
Because we need more girls in coming.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think this is okay. Fine. The next year is going to be like, I'm going to take it to a certain level. I don't know what level that is, but it's going to be a bigger level.
The best level you can do
the
every time
level.
You have a gig.
Yeah.
It's your. It's
100%. Yeah.
It's never your... it's never... you're always...
You're
a pro,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
You said
work ethic.
Your work ethic is strong, but and it's fun because if you put a white paper for a joke, no, it's...
No.
A, no, it's it.
And I can't write a joke. I have to type a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have to type a joke.
I have to type a joke. I have to sit there. I have to give myself 4 hours. I have to clean the toilet, walk the dog, you know, all the stuff. And then I can write one joke.
Okay.
But like, I have to set aside more time every day. Wow. To focus on that.
Do you have an idea of something you're working on joke now? You know what I mean?
No. I mean, it's like,
because you just arrived from somewhere. Nuggets.
Yeah, like I was at Burning Man.
Burning
Man.
What is Burning Man?
So it's a festival in the desert in Nevada.
Is it the festival of bankrupt?
No, fire. Yeah. This is a different festival.
So another one.
Different festival.
This one is a real shitty. Everybody know already. It's in the desert.
It's insane. It's so expensive to go. It's outside of Reno. There's 80,000 people that show up, and they build these art cars. Everybody rides around on bicycles with like nipple tassels and spiked shorts, and like most people are like, you know,
what is the concept to?
It's like an art music festival. So there's a Grants.
I saw you.
What was I doing?
You turn, and
it's just random stuff in the middle of the desert. Like you're just taking your bike
and you pay how much?
Like you know, it's a lot of money to go sleep.
We have La Ronde
here. It's 40 degrees, but you cycle up to a thing, and all of a sudden, like in the middle of the night, there's like a table with waiters with like white gloves on serving escargot. You cycle up to the craziest stuff. There's just people doing these weird things, you know? So you're on your bike and you're just like, whoa, like the lights and the colors and like, most people are wasted, but like, you know?
It's weird, like.
It's you know, people find it gives them like an aha moment where it's like, oh, this is what I've been deciding on. Like if I was going to get divorced or if I was going to quit a job or people have these moments of like clarity.
Yeah.
And I did actually find last week, it was right before Breakfast Television canceled.
No.
And I was having a talk with a couple friends and they had seen a show that I did in New York and they're like, this is what you should do. And I was like, well, you know, I still have this other. And then I get back and Breakfast Television is canceled. And I text them and I was like, you're not going to believe this. Like,
the escargot work.
My schedule has freed up to focus on comedy. And they're like, oh, the playa provides is what they say.
And maybe it's you.
And maybe it's me. Maybe
it's
I
time
canceled,
for you. No, not canceled. No, you said, I'm free.
Yeah.
And focus on that 100%, no excuse.
No excuse.
And now you have 1 hour to wait in March.
I know, and it's good because it's far enough away. It's far enough away, you know, but it's close enough that you have to like, you know.
Yeah, and you like that, huh?
And I like it. I like a deadline.
Do you have a calendar?
I don't. Who has a paper calendar anymore?
Me. I have a calendar on my wall.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I don't.
Because me, I wake up and say, oh, I have something. Oh, I have something. If it's closed,
your phone, right.
I will never find it. I need to.
Okay. Maybe I need a calendar.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's fun because me, I wake up and said, okay, this is my September, October, November, December. Okay. This is my wall.
Yeah.
Everything is right there. Everything. So no excuse. Yeah. No, I forgot. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I put color.
Smart.
No, I know. I told you I was TDH. You know, and I love it.
Actually, on my phone, I have an app, and the calendar's all color coded because it's like it helps me see things that are like,
exactly.
You know.
I love color. You love the color.
I love the color.
I dream in color.
Do I have ADHD?
Yeah, but in a good sense. In a good sense,
oh,
it's pure.
Right.
You're lucky to get that.
Yeah,
together.
I am lucky.
You're not in the matrix.
No.
You don't drive. 1 hour in the traffic,
no.
To have a shitty job downtown,
no.
And come back in your shitty house,
no.
And then and pass the tondeuse,
forget that,
and the neighbor yell alone,
what
the fuck, you know
that's
what I mean?
That's my life. That's not my life.
It's not my life too.
No,
not anymore. No kids. You should buy a dog.
I have a dog.
We have the same life. You know what I mean? Listen, this is very important question before we go.
Yeah.
Do you think the Expo are back?
I mean, it would be nice.
But you don't believe it,
I don't know. Like, maybe, but it kind of feels like there would need to be a lot more financial backing.
You don't believe in the financial?
I think eventually, sure. But, like, I would doubt in the near future.
The Tampabi story was not something you liked yet?
I mean, I liked it, sure.
You
and I said, good for you.
Season.
Sure. I said, awesome. If that happens, sweet. But in the back of my head, I'm like, not going to happen. And then, you know, it doesn't happen. It's kind of like, ah.
So you don't.
What are you gonna do?
This is.
I would love for it to happen.
You would love, but
would love
you don't believe they're gonna come back.
I'm just carefully skeptical. So,
to protect yourself, because
to protect myself, because I am such a big fan.
Exactly,
you have
pain in the past.
I have to be careful.
Because
with,
we cried in 2004.
We cried.
Did you enjoy the baseball at the time?
No, because I was still in Winnipeg.
2004?
I just moved here in 2005.
Okay. So let's go on the other side. Do you think the Montreal Canadiens are going to make the playoff this season, 2019-20? Me, I said no.
I'm going to say it would be wonderful.
Oh, you're, why you you don't work?
I know, but I know, but somebody's going to be watching. I'm going to get hella.
Who cares? it's your opinion. Okay, let's go back.
Yes, I do think the Canadiens are going to make the playoffs.
So one round?
One round.
The Expo, are you sure they're not coming back?
If
they're coming back, you're going to go?
Of course, I would love for them to come back.
Are you there every year when the Blue Jays are the...
Yeah.
I'm always there.
Totally. I want to be the mascot.
I'm sure you'll be very beautiful with the Expo hat.
And the white pants.
Exactly.
Yeah!
It was my joke.
I want to finish with that.
Let's go take a tequila shot.
All right.
Oh, no. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're amazing. Don't give up. Okay?
Okay.
Because we need you in comedy.
Yeah.
Okay? No bullshit. Let's go take a shot now. Because I don't want to forget that. You know, like, you're amazing.